Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is World Former Zen Fighting Champion John Chung, and you're listening to the AMAA Legends and Pioneers Radio Blog Show with Professor Gary Lee and the Sport Karate Museum Archives, protecting the history, one warrior at a time. Enjoy.
Aloha, everybody. This is Professor Gary Lee. I've got a barn burner tonight. I mean, I've got one that's going to knock your socks off. I got some incredible people. But before we do that, I'd like to introduce my producer, the one that's produced me for the past 6 years, Mr. Jesse Bowen. Jesse, are you there, sir?
Hey, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Wow, what a show tonight we have. But go ahead and tell the listeners what you got going on, what you got happening, what you're doing.
Well, sir, like you said, we've been doing this for a while, and I checked. We're heading towards that 12,000 listeners over this past, 5 years that's tuned into us and, participated in what we have going on. And that's pretty amazing. We've been very consistent. We've been, really talking about the pioneers of the martial arts this year, the final edition of the martial arts Masters and Pioneers. And, this book has been so popular that we're actually doing the second edition of the book. So we are bringing in about 50 more people. We're looking at how we're going to actually do this, but we are now, for the next 30 days, is working on the second edition of the book. We really made a lot of headway. We've got some relationships in Brazil that, one of the famed authors and promoters and publishers there, we're looking to do a project together. So many doors have, opened, even though that we're going through a very, rough time, with the coronavirus and everything else shutting down. But this is all still a great time. I want to encourage everyone, to keep looking forward, because there's opportunities that stands in front of us every day that can help us to be able to move forward. So, you just have to be aware of those great opportunities. So instead of this being a time of being down and sort of depressed, we really have to look forward that we can make a difference. So, sir, we do have a lot of things coming up. But, hey, I'm going to let you get to your show tonight. And, hey, good luck, sir.
Well, thank you so much for your information. And again, a big thank you to you for your vision of your book and what you've done at the Sport Karate Museum and the radio show. But tonight, before we start our show, I have one of my co-hosts, Mr. Dean Piles, to open up in prayer to pray for our country, for our history generals, and for other things. Go ahead, Dean Piles.
Yes, sir. I'm here, and we're doing some training. I just want to say it's awesome to be able to, an awesome privilege. Thank you for letting me say the prayer to open up the show, especially with Mr. Boylston and Mr. Minshew and you in here. That's awesome, and that's just a great thing. So I'm going to go ahead and say a quick prayer and then let the show carry on. So if you will, everyone bow their head. Dear Heavenly Father, we would just like to thank you for each and everything you've done for us, Lord. We'd like to ask you to bless the history generals, bless Professor Gary Lee, and keep him going with what he's doing. Lord, we'd like to ask you to bless Mr. Burleson and his family, as they're such a blessing to the martial arts community, Lord. And we ask that you do the same for Mr. Minshew and his family, because, Lord, these guys, they are pioneers. They've led the way, and they have led most of us to where we are at today, Lord. We just want to ask you to put your healing hand on them, keep them safe, put a hedge around them, keep them safe, Lord. And we also ask that you do that for our law enforcement family, our men in blue, Lord, and we ask that you do that for our military also, Lord. We see some of the craziest times in the world right now, Lord, and we just ask that you put your hand on the land and you heal it, Lord, and that you make sure that all these people stay safe and that once again everything is turned back over. We ask you to bless this country, the United States of America, and its president.
I can hear. I don't know if they can hear me.
And everything that we do, Lord, we ask that you bless. bless us so that we can do everything to glorify and honor your name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Dean. Thank you.
You're welcome, Pastor.
Well, thank you. You have a great time working with the movie, The Coward. Well, before we go on, and I'll bring on my dear Dr. Lee in a little bit. But I'm so excited about this show. I've got Miss Anna Burleson on now. She's been the wife of Mr. Burleson, J. Pat Burleson, the first national karate champion of America for over 20 years. I met her in 1999, and she runs the Christian Soldiers, which is an amazing group that works with young people. And tonight, to honor Mrs. Burleson, I've also got her lovely husband, Mr. J. Pat Burleson. I've got one of his first karate students, who was an amazing woman fighter, the first woman national karate champion, Miss Phyllis Evans, and then his number one student in Texas, Mr. George Minshew, A.J. Perry. Isn't that a hoot?
That's quite a group.
I'm telling you. So right off the bat, I'd like to say, Anna, are you there, honey?
Yes, I am here, and thank you for letting
me
know
when to
speak.
I don't mean to call you honey. Anna, I'm sorry. First of all, Mrs. Burleson, may I call you Anna?
You certainly may.
Thank you so much. Well, Anna, I'm going to go ahead and put Mr. Minshew on the air. Mr. Minshew, are you there? Okay, Mr. Minshew is down in the area of the hurricane. I don't know if he can hear me, but we'll ask for him. How about Ms. Phyllis Evans? Are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Well, good. I'm going to rob the bat. Bring on Mr. Burleson. Mr. Burleson,
can you hear me? Yes, I can. Hang on. I'm going to, because Pat is sitting right here, so he's going to engage in our conversation. Is that okay?
I wanted Ms. Evans to say hello to Pat. That's all.
Oh, of course. Okay, Pat. This is my husband, J. Pat Burleson.
Okay. Burleson, this is Mrs. Evans.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Mr.
Burleson.
Yeah, what I would like to know is one thing, Jerry Lee. How in the world did you get all these fine champions and upstanding
citizens? I'm a lucky Hawaiian, Mr. Burleson. I'm a lucky
Take that George Minshew for existence.
Well, thank Anna, because I'm gonna talk to Anna.
I'm George's speech teacher.
Yeah, you are.
There's George.
Miss Evans.
No, martial arts has undergone a huge transformation in the last 50, 60 years. At one time, it was an adult membership. If you got in there, you're going to get hurt. It was a brutal art. Now the kids have taken over, and the kids are learning. They take karate and improve their confidence, and they can get somewhere in the world instead of losing position. So,
yes, sir.
I have a secret I was going to tell George Minshew, but I'm not going to do it now. He'll have to sit there and wonder what it is.
Well, you know that it will be a secret.
It's probably going to eat him to death. Why don't you put somebody attractive on there like Linda Denley?
Well, I'm going to put on Mr. Evans. Mr. Evans?
Oh, Miss Evans is on there. Phyllis is on there. Say hi to Phyllis.
My girl, Phyllis.
Hi.
There you go. Hi, Miss Evans.
Phyllis is an unusual story about Phyllis. She came in karate early. There wasn't any women, there wasn't any men, so we just treated her like a man and whipped her real good.
I think most of it was doing the whipping.
You wouldn't think as attractive as she is now that we did do some heavy hitting on her, but we did. I don't know why the girl stayed around. We were brutal on that thing. A few of us should have been arrested.
Well, a few of us were.
Miss Evans, can I ask you a question, please? Mr.
So, so if I haven't said this before in public, Phyllis, I love you.
I love you, J-Pat.
Miss Evans, I want to ask you a question.
Don't get excited. Miss
Evans, let's put this microphone back.
He's asking Phyllis something. Okay.
Miss Evans?
Yes.
I want to ask you, what was it like training with Mr. Burleson and Mr. Buten and all those people back in the day? What was it like?
I think it was so valuable dinner. It was about the art. It was about companionship and each of us helping promote the other to improve. And it was competitive in our group so that we were better competitors when we went out and competed in tournaments. It was a very supportive environment.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I thank you so much for talking to me on live radio. And please don't go anywhere.
Gary,
we're trying to deal with the words. Yes, sir, Mr. Mishu? Or is that Mr. Perry? Yeah, somebody's got some in the background, Mr. Perry.
Yeah, somebody got some real bad background noise.
Background noise.
There's a lot of background noise.
You guys aren't talking. You got to put it on mute, please.
Gary?
Yes.
No, it's not. We're not. We're just sitting here.
Okay. You're ready for me, Anna. Here we go. Anna, you ready for me? Ready? Here we
so
go.
Much better. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Someone's got some background noise. That's okay. That's live radio, Anna. I mean, come on. I mean, it's live radio. Come on. Okay.
Exactly.
Anyway,
no, that's
go.
Awesome.
Let me ask you a question, Anna.
No, it's clear.
Okay, the only one I need is maybe Mr. Minshew, but he's down in the hurricane area. So, anyway, you got me. Here we go. Okay.
He's from Christian
Children.
They just barely hear.
Okay, yeah. Mr. Minshew, is that you?
It is.
It is, isn't it? Golly bum. I had Phil Evans and Mr. Burleson and you on the same radio show. How cool is that?
Imagine that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
First of all, Pat wasn't exactly accurate when he was describing the beginning because he said it was adults, and that's mostly true. But what the guys were at that time were guys that were wanting to come in and be a better street fighter. They already were fighting. They just wanted to be a better street fighter.
Yeah. Well, Anna, let me ask you a question.
Okay, we're good.
Anna, let me ask you a question. Being a woman,
yes.
Okay, and Miss Evans, I'm sure she'll put her two cents in there if she wants to. So being a woman and fighting men, was there any anxiety about that, or was that just kind of fun for you?
That was really challenging. I had to get really good with defense first.
Did it have any pressure on you being the wife of the great J. Pat Burleson, or did that bother you at all?
The only pressure came from him.
Okay. Well, I can imagine the perspective that he. Let me ask you another question. Now, on Christian Soldiers, you help a lot of children, a lot of youth, correct?
Absolutely, and that's what I love most about it is that it's an event and it's a activity that the family can do together, you know, and also they get to study the Bible together and just share their thoughts and ideas of it all. I mean, it's a wonderful program, and I am so blessed.
So you guys have running. Bible studies, and you actually. Study the Bible and scripture stuff. That's okay. That's
yes, sir.
Cool.
Yes, sir.
So you have a
it's awesome.
Too?
Yeah, the families do the class together. I start everyone together as a white belt, and we move up from there.
Oh, cool, cool.
So
now you actually have a
dojo. There's no parents watching students or vice versa.
Correct.
It's everyone's involved.
Okay, you actually have a dojo at your home, correct?
Yes, sir. And that was.
Now tell me a little bit about
that. I mean,
that.
I can't believe Pat just let me run with it.
Well, that's what I'm going to ask you. Who helped you design the dojo there in Azillo, Texas?
Jesus and my skills.
Okay. So you do all
and
the yard work.
Got, everyone got input. I felt like it was something deep down inside telling me to do this, you know?
Are you doing all the landscaping, the yard work and everything?
Well, would you call that landscaping, Pat? Yeah, let's say landscaping, yes.
Okay, cool. And you teach the classes, and that's pretty cool.
Yes,
now, how many locations did you guys have?
We've gone, it's varied over the years, over 20 years, which is awesome. And, you know, it went from like a dozen, then back down to 8. So it varies, and right now we're at a low. But everything will bounce back, I'm sure, just like
hold on
to our country.
AJ, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
AJ, can you hear me?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now. Okay, you sent me a
message.
He's
loud and clear. That's all right.
Yeah. Someone has some background noise, that's all. Okay. Okay, AJ, you have a question for Mrs. Burleson or anything?
Well, I think that's a wonderful thing she's doing with the group that she's involved with. It's
yes, sir. It is really awesome. And it's an outreach program. So the program is actually designed to go to churches and be like a bait to bait people in, learn the word of God.
Now,
well,
it's
a wonderful
that's
program.
Great. That's, yeah.
You have some martial arts involved with that also.
Excuse me?
Say again, please.
You have some martial art involved with that also.
Oh, yes, we
no,
teach
they,
martial
they
arts.
They teach a regular program, AJ. They teach a karate program along with the Christianity.
It's a Bible study, yeah. Yes.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah, that the martial arts part of it is what we would be, I could say we could be experts at. Not, you know, we don't necessarily, you know, start preaching the Bible. We just simply share the word.
Now, Anna, let me ask you a question. Did you ever meet Mrs. Evitz? Phyllis Evitz?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, I've met her. I don't believe I've met her before, but when Pat was in the hospital in Houston, she came and visited. And actually, Phyllis, I still have those sneakers. My feet were killing me because I wasn't prepared to be on my feet quite as often. Anyway, and she offered to go
and
get me and pick me up a pair of
sneakers. That's so cool. That's so cool.
The best Skechers made, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, and it was comfort the rest of the time. Thank you so much, Phyllis.
It was a blessing for me to step up.
Yeah, you know what I like about that, the program, is
that
yes.
Well, you not only beat people up, but after you beat them up, you pray for them.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Pray before
and
after.
Give them
we encourage
give
before.
And you give them your sneakers. Now, Mr. Minshew, are you still there, or did you get back on the air, Mr. Minshew? Mr. Minshew, can you hear me?
I am absolutely on the air.
Okay, I want to ask you a question. Okay, because you know both these guys. Okay, how tough was J. Pat Burleson, and how tough was Phyllis Evitz? Mr. George Minshew, go ahead.
It was my experience that Phyllis pretty much kicked his butt every time they sparred.
That's funny.
He said Phyllis kicked your butt. That's not right, is it?
That's exactly what happened. I'm telling you. I mean, they want to cover up the truth. I know.
That's funny. Now, Mr. Aspen, hey, Anna, ask Mr. Burleson, how tough was George Minshew?
How tough was George Minshew, Pat?
George is so tough they got a special place in the dictionary for his toughness.
That's great. Now, Mr. Minshew, would you learn to coach like you did through all the years? Because you coached a lot of people, don't you? People like Chris and myself and Lightning Sorrell and Jimmy Tabaris and so many people. Did you learn to coach?
Say the last part again.
Where'd you learn to coach? Did you learn to coach like that from Mr. Burleson? All the people you've coached through the years?
I'm there
yeah,
to
he
help
gave me,
little
he gave
ladies
me some
and
incredibly
boys.
Good advice. He said, don't let the guy hit you and hit him. That was his coach.
I'm just there for somebody to hit on.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Okay.
Now, Anna, let me ask you a question. You know Mr. Minshew for a long time, as long as you've known anybody. What's he like to you? What's George Minshew like to you?
Very honest, straightforward, and funny.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? Now, he's married to
an extremely loyal friend. I mean, because we all know J. Pat Burleson. He has a way of, let's say, doing that selective listening. Okay?
Yeah,
and
sure
doesn't matter
like
what,
that.
George has beaten through those barricades and has made his way to Pat. It doesn't matter what it takes. He's such a loyal, awesome friend. It's unbelievable.
Yes. Well, you're exactly right. And they're heroes. They are. They're the heroes of American martial arts. They really are. But, you know, I want to mention Chris. Chris is the wife of Mr. Minshew, George Minshew, and she was an incredible fighter herself. Now, right now, Mr. Minshew and Chris are down in Corpus Christi during working down where the hurricane was, Hurricane Hannah. And we wish them the best of luck. And they're successful in their work because that's what they do for a living. They help people get back into their homes and, you know, through their insurance and everything. So, I mean, God bless them. I hope they stay safe. And, Mr. Minshew, thank you so much for being on the air tonight. It means so much. Thank you so much.
That was totally my pleasure. And I couldn't imagine missing out on a radio interview with J. Pat Burleson, who has been my lifelong friend. He was the best man when Chris and I got married. Actually, he was the second best man. I was the best man, and then he was the second best man.
You know what's really cool, Mr. Minshew, and I'll share this with you, is to have Miss Phyllis, Anna Burleson, J. Pat Burleson, George Minshew, I mean, AJ Pierre, all these guys on the air on the same line. That's technology. Who knew we could do this back in the 70s? You know, goodness gracious. And, you know, what's really cool too, Mr. Minshew, is that, you know, I'm going to plug you a little bit again. You know, you'll need it, but I'm going to do it. You're responsible for bringing franchise karate schools to America. You and a handful of guys, I know, like Richard Jenkins and Fred Moran and other people out on the team. But we had 9 black belt academies, is that correct? 8 or 9, I forget.
Yeah, that's about
the
time I thought you
count, so that's
when
I
stopped.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
George is driving.
Okay, well, George, pull over, honey. Roll your window up.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to say aloha.
Yeah, he's got to go make a dollar at her. It's going to be us. Now, AJ, I'm going to get AJ.
I've had a great time, and I've got to sign off because the guy behind me with his red lights on, so I got to move over.
Okay. Give me a ticket. Okay. All right. We love you, Mr. Minshew. AJ, I was getting back to AJ Perry.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want to ask you, because I know you're a woman's advocate, but Miss Anna Burleson, she teaches this program for the Christian soldiers, and she's fought men, and she's a black belt. So I want to ask you to ask her a question on maybe women in martial arts, because you, for instance, in Greenville this year, you're going to promote Karen Eden Herdman to her 7th degree black belt. So I guess
that's right.
You know about women karate a little bit. So go ahead, AJ, ask her a question.
You know, it's funny. I remember back, you know, years ago, martial art was pretty much a guy's. There was very few women involved, and it started taking off probably late 70s where more and more women were getting involved. But I'll tell you something. I've known some women that would put a hurting on some guys. You know, I mean, some real tough women. They'd put a guy down. And I think every single woman should be a black belt. You know, not only for personal protection, but, you know, building that self-esteem and having that confidence.
Building a lifetime of awesomeness, for sure.
It's and then, you know, Karen getting promoted at your event in November. We're looking forward to that.
Well, you know,
you were talking about heroes before. Okay?
Sir?
You were talking about heroes before.
Yes.
Well, you got some law enforcement on the line tonight. And,
yes,
you know,
I do.
There's some real heroes, especially in these days. And I know a couple of heroes. Two of them have books out. You also have a book out, Gary, Memoirs of American Samurai. And yeah, I know that's available on Amazon. But, you know, Danny Lane, he's got a great book out about his experience
some
in Vietnam.
Yes.
And some gave it all. And then
now,
my dear friend.
Who's your friend that has a new book out?
John Legato. John, retired FBI special agent. And he wrote a book. It's called The Comey Gang. And it's about how the FBI transformed into a political organization. And a lot of the things you see going on right now in the news, it's covered in his book. It's amazing. It's a great book. And I love the guy, John. You know, he's been a mentor to me and been a dear friend. And all those books are available on Amazon. And John Legato's is The Comey Gang.
Well, thank you for mentioning that. And, you know, go back to the women in martial arts. Were you there the year that we honored the women? We had 100 black belt women come
in. I was there.
You were there? That
was
pretty
there.
Cool, wasn't it? I wasn't there. You, Anna. Yeah, yes. We honored you there, Anna. I remember that. And, yes.
Oh,
I did.
That's right.
But, by the way, speaking of honoring, let me make it official. Anna Burleson is an ambassador for the Sport Karate Museum. Okay?
Congratulations.
We're going to make that. We're going to get her a diploma and everything. And, you know, Mr. Burleson has been in history general, golly bum, since the beginning, because I roasted him. I think his was the third roast that we did for the Living Legends. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it, because I hope he's listening. I've worked hard for the past 10 years to put Mr. Burleson, Mr. Jimmy Anderson, and God rest in peace, Mr. Jim Harrison, together. And I worked hard on doing that. And for 10 years, we did an event in Houston where these guys would come and they would share. Let me tell you something, AJ. I had such a joy listening to the stories and the way they looked at each other. You know, because you could tell that Jimmy Anderson and Jim Harrison and J. Pat Burleson, they were old friends. They've been together a long time and seen a lot of stuff. And, you know, that was the part of the joy I had of putting together those women, honoring the women in general, and then putting together people like Mr. Jimmy Anderson, Mr. Burleson, and Mr. Harrison together, you know. I mean, you've been to my events. You know it's not like other events.
Yeah, I don't think the women are recognized enough. You know, I heard somebody say one time, well, why are they recognizing a woman? And I said, well, without a woman, you wouldn't be here. You know?
Yeah, you're right.
But
you're
seriously,
right.
The women, you know, they need more recognition.
Yeah, but let me say this, too, because I want to say this. The women behind the men, like Anna Burleson, like my wife, Katie Lee, like your girlfriend, wife, Mona. I mean, without the women behind the desires that we want to succeed, we couldn't have done it. And, you know, Mr. Burleson, an amazing man, has done an incredible thing, but Chris and Soldiers is a thing that Anna and Mr. Burleson put together on, and it's really amazing because I've followed him for many, many years.
What is that noise?
Now, Anna, I want to ask you a question. Anna?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Can you hear me, Anna?
I do.
Okay.
Hello?
Now, hello. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Good. Okay. Now, you've been there a long time, so this is called Parts Unknown. So, let me ask you, have you ever had an encounter with anything that maybe you didn't feel comfortable with? Maybe like, someone coming in from another school, starting trouble, or, didn't know Mr. Burleson, and, you ever had any problems or anything like that?
No, never, and that's awesome. We have just your typical problems of, relationships,
Well, this is Parts Unknown, honey, so I'm putting you on the spot. Tell me what kind of personal problems.
Excuse me?
You don't have to say names, but what kind of problems are you talking about?
Oh, just not real big ones. I mean, they were all resolved pretty quick.
Okay.
Not even exciting to talk about, honestly.
Sure. Well, the thing about it is...
Plus, I'd rather talk about all the good stuff that the program does and all the good things that are going on even today. We've got to stay focused on that, and that takes training.
Well, yes, ma'am. But you know what? With anything, you have yin and yang. You have the good and the bad, and then... So people have an opportunity to understand what is good and bad. So let's talk about the good a little bit. Let's talk about how many people you've changed. I mean, has anybody, has grown up in the programs and turned into adults, stayed with it, and become like either law enforcement or a lawyer?
Yes, sir. They seem to do something positive in their life always. It's really, truly, it's just a good martial arts program, which we already know. That Pat has had for so many years, and it's icing with learning the Word of God. So it's a program that honestly, it's just a good choice. It's a good option for families to take a look at, and it just does a lot of positive things in life. So it's not the only way, but it is a good way.
Well, that's very exciting.
Anna, what's my senior black belt, who's in Morro Bay, California. He and his wife, they run a club inside their church, and they use that as somewhat of a ministry also.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Because the martial arts is that's just the bait to get people inside the church, and then they learn the Word of God. So, there's no cost as far as getting taught, because all my volunteer instructors are trained here with me, and then they teach over at the churches, and one is my son. I'm blessed to be able to extend this out to our family, and they've taken the lead role, and they've continued the program other places, and we've had a guy from Russia come in, and he was trained. I trained him. It was insane. It was a solid 3 weeks, 5 to 8 hours a day, just so he could become a an expert at basics, and that took him a long way. And just with his visits back and forth, he got his black belt and was teaching clerks and soldiers over there in Russia, except it was called J. Pat Burleson's Martial Art because of the whole,
That's very, very cool.
It's been all over. It's still in Alabama, and it'll continue to grow, and it's a nice, easy, great way to look at martial arts, and it's a mellower way, although we are just as powerful as any martial arts studio,
Well,
yes, ma'am.
We've had a school in Siberia, Russia.
Yeah, I told you. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Go ahead, Mr. Burleson. Go ahead.
Okay, no, I was pretty much done. I just went rambling on, didn't I?
Okay. No, listen, I tell you what, don't go nowhere. Give Mr. Burleson a hug. Me and AJ, we have do some sponsor stuff. So we'll be right back, and we'll play the Legends name game with you, okay? It's a game that we play with all of you. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I've been talking to Mr. Anna Burleson. Ms. Phyllis Evans, Mr. George Minshew, and my co-host, oh, by the way, some guy who used to be the first national karate champion of America, Mr. J. Pat Burleson, which will be back in just a few minutes. I know it's a heck of a show. But, AJ, we're going to talk about something really cool. I get a call from one of the most important history journals I've ever had. He says, look, Gary, if anybody can put together the West Coast with the East Coast and everybody in between, the Sport Karate Museum could do it. So let's create a Zoom. And so August the 8th at 3 o'clock, we're going to have a Zoom meeting with all the history generals and ambassadors. What do you think about that, AJ? Pretty cool.
That's a great idea. It's
Jimmy Cook's name
on the list. And
yeah, James Cook. And you know who called me tonight and said, he said, he didn't say his name. And I said, well, listen, Mr. Pennington, I'm old school. I ask permission for everything. And please, if I didn't put your name, it's because I didn't ask permission to put your name. And he goes, well, Gary, I love you. Okay, you got permission. So
I
added Jerry Pennington tonight. Isn't that funny? So we're going to have a fun time. We got 40 years of sport karate, August the 8th at 3 o'clock on Zoom. And you can go
to
the History Journal's pages or Gary Lee's page, and you can click on the little blue Zoom box. It'll take right into the room. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be crazy, but it's going to be a lot of fun. In fact, Mr. Minshew, who was on the phone earlier, we're going to be the narrators for the event. Now, here's the fun part, AJ. There's going to be so many people, right? There'll probably be at least 30 or 50 people, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to break up everybody into groups. Group A, Group B, Group C, Group D, so on. And if you got a question, you got to raise your hand. A point.
Well, okay. That way you want everybody talking at the same time.
Well,
that's a good idea.
Not everybody be talking at the same time, but the 15 people or 10 people that we put in the group, they'll be able to ask a question to anybody in the group by raising their hand up and going point. And that way we'll have order. Plus, we'll have the ability to ask questions to some of these legends. Because we got people like Ron Martini, Roy Kirvin, Joe Corley. I mean, a lot of cool people are going to be calling in. And you and me and Dean Piles and George will be, kind of communicating with everybody. But it'll be fun.
You had that Zoom call a few weeks ago. Yeah, it worked out real nice.
Yes. We had James Cook sing, remember? Maybe we can get him singing again. That's cool. By the way, listen, AJ, I've got Mr. Reginald Lee on the line. Dr. Lee?
Yes, sir. How are you today?
Okay.
Oh, Dr. Lee.
Now, Dr. Lee, guys, has created what they call the Set VR. This is a hologram, but to add to the hologram, well, I'll let him explain, and then he'll let me explain about the portals. Go ahead, Dr. Lee. You got listeners from all around the world. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the introduction. We continue to be very excited moving forward with Set VR as a platform whereby one can practice their skills in self-defense whenever, anywhere, at any time, especially in a time when many are in a quarantine while in a pandemic. Set VR, self-defense enhancement training in virtual reality. You'll be able to control, you'll be in control to schedule your own workouts. We have updated Set VR with metrics, whereby you can see your progress as you practice to improve speed, accuracy, timing, and endurance, as well as to develop muscle memory and a reflex response to a stimulus. Let me explain the reflex response. It's human nature when confronted with a threat as an attack as being a martial artist. What happens is that you get startled, you freeze. So what happens is that with practicing in Set VR, you create a what's called a reflex stimulus. I'll give you another example. If you put your hand on a hot stove, the first thing you think about is not thinking about what to do, is to react, to take your hand away from the stimulus or a threat. And that is the goal of SetVR, to set up and set a goal of developing a reflex response to a stimulus. So when there's an attacker that approaches you and creates a threat, you don't have to think about what to do. And that's the problem that we're seeing with a lot of attacks, that the person who is receiving the attack gets threatened and startled, and they freeze. With SetVR, you'll be able to develop this the muscle memory and a reflex response that will get you out of a jam of an altercation such as that. With the use of a headset, an Oculus Rift or Oculus Quest, you'll be transported into a virtual reality world whereby you'll be confronted with a hologram that will attack you when you least expect it with random attacks. So basically, you learn the importance of creating a diversion to create a window of opportunity for neutralization. For example, if I touch you or someone touches you in your arm or your back, but just by the touch, it creates a distraction or a diversion. That's the window of opportunity that occurs when you practice in SetVR. With the hologram, when you grasp or touch, you create a what's called a 1 to 3 second pause, whereby you can use whatever skills you have in regards to neutralization or confronting an individual with boxing, kung fu, karate, any art form that you use, and use that window of opportunity to practice your skills. To follow your progress, we've incorporated metrics that will record the number of successful punches, the number of blocks, the number of evasions, to determine whether you're right or left side dominant, endurance recorded as time spent in the experience. Evasions, which are moving linear, angular, and circular, not only to evade, but to place you in an optimal position for neutralization. I want to thank our developers and Mr. Shanahan in helping moving our program forward, as well as Professor Gary Lee. We are involved in weekly phone conferences with our developers to exchange and implement ideas to continue to update and improve SetVR. Our pending updates, currently we have what are punches, whereby the punches are random and unexpected, and you defend yourself against unpredictable attacks. Updates that we're pending are knife attacks, kicking and punching combination attacks, all which are random and unpredictable. So bring your A game when you're in SetVR. If not, you'll be able to see your deficiencies as you engage the hologram through our metrics. So please continue to visit our website at setvr.app. We continue to be proud
to
endorse.
What is it?
Setvr.app.
Can you spell it?
Yes, SETVR.app.
V as in Victor, I'm sorry.
Yes, V as in Victor, R as in Robert.
Okay.
S as in Sam, E as in Edward, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, R as in Robert, dot app, APP, Apple, Paul, and Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Self-defense enhanced training in virtual reality. We continue to be proud to endorse Professor Gary Lee and the Sports Karate Museum to be able to be a future platform for the history portal, whereby we can preserve the memory and history of martial artists that have meant so much to us. With that introduction,
cool.
I would like to ask Mr. Professor Gary to speak about the hologram.
Okay. Well, thank you for that explanation for the people who don't know what it is. But, you know, to me, I think like a street guy. So I want it to be interesting, fun, and educational. So together we're going to create what they call, and get going to my mindset, Anna. We're going to create a village, and this will be a storefront village, so you can go in and actually purchase, you know, swords or vitamins or T-shirts or hoodies or whatever. But you're getting educated. You're getting questions. See, like, who is J. Pat Burleson? Who invented judo? Who brought karate to America? All these questions. Anyway, so you get these questions and you work out of the village into the forest, and it's like an Okinawa bar forest. And the hologram is there, and he attacks you. Now, like Dr. Lee said, it can be a karate guy, it can be a taekwondo guy, be a kung fu guy. Heck, you can be a Wing Chun dummy if you want to be. And you're attacked, you defend yourself, but you're getting educated. You're getting smarter because they're asking questions.
Sure, of course.
You're learning
yeah.
more questions. And now you go past the hologram, and Mako appears. And Mako is one of my old sword instructors. He's the wisdom warrior. He says, okay, Anna, are you educated? And you go, yes. And he looks at you and looks at your backpack. And he says, Anna Burleson, I'm sorry. You're not educated enough. You have to go back. So now you go back. And you go back to the village, you get more educated, you answer more questions. You find out more about the history of sport karate and martial arts in America. And you go back
cool.
to the forest. You go back to the forest. Now
gotcha.
The hologram is a samurai. And you have to defeat the samurai with kabuto weapons, like a tonfa, sai, nunchuck, or bow, whatever. And then you do it. And now Mako appears again. And he says, Anna Burleson, are you educated? And you go, yes. This time you are, Anna. And he takes you to a gate, opens up, and there's portals. Now, portals are where you walk in and you can see, like, a house, the kitchen, the basement. You understand what a portal is?
Cool, yes.
But now the portal has the name in front of it. Alan Steen, J. Pat Burleson, Mike Stone, Rick Williamson, Jerry Smith. Yes, and that person can walk in and find out from point A to point B the whole history of J. Pat Burleson or Mr. Steen or Mike Stone. And then you have to go back and get more educated to get involved with me. And what's really cool, we'll start with maybe 50 questions and maybe work up to 500. So when you get done with doing what we're going to do, you're going to be smart in the martial arts, because the one thing that we've tried to do, and AJ, please back me up on this, we've tried to be authentic, you know, in what we do. And that means that people can trust that the information that they go to and they see on the website, which is, by the way, www.sportkaratemuseumarchives.com. And you can find out the House of China, the House of Japan, the House of America, and the, you know, House of Okinawa. And, you know, in fact, in the House of America, Mr. Burleson, world ranking.
Gary, you forgot one.
Mr. Burleson's world ranking association is listed in that, in there. They can actually go there and see what he has done. And his ranking association has people like Mr. Norris and Mr. Lewis, Mr. Harrison. A lot of people endorse him. Years. Yes, sir.
You
go ahead.
Forgot one of those houses. The House of Hunan.
Oh. Making fun of me again, aren't you? You're worse than the Wolverine. You know? You're getting up there like the Wolverine does, you know? That's cool. What is the House of Hunan? What is that? Annie, ever heard of it before?
Restaurant.
No.
Oh, it's a restaurant. It's not a karate place. It's their dumplings there and chopped noodles. You're funny.
Yeah.
You're funny. Well, okay, Anna, one more thing before we're back. Don't forget September the 25th and 26th and the roasting of Al Garza, and November 6th and 7th in Greenville, South Carolina, the roasting of Sam Chapman. And that's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a summit. And we're going to honor the Marines, which are their birthday on November the 10th. So that's pretty much as far as the advertisements. But Anna, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we're going to play the Legends Name Game. Now, I'm sure that through the years, you've got to meet some incredible people. So I'm going to put you on the spot. And you don't have to say yay or nay. Just 2 minutes like a fight. 2 minutes, talk about them, then we'll go to the next person. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to just pick them at random. Here we go. I'm going to start off with Chuck Norris.
Sweetheart. What do you want me to do? Say what I know about him or say how I feel about him?
Just talk to your heart, Anna. You have two minutes to say whatever you want. Go ahead.
He is a wonderful man. We just love him, love him, love him. He is, and his wife, Gina, they're just awesome. They've been so loving and caring throughout our whole friendship. They're amazing people. They recently came and visited us.
That's less than 2 minutes, but we'll go to a lot. I want more. See some more
feedback.
Okay,
go ahead.
Jeff Smith.
Great fighter. I know that. I don't know him that well. Pat, what do you think about Jeff Smith?
DC Bomber. That says it all.
Okay, there you go.
There you go. That's Mr. Pat Burleson speaking. How about Jamie Cashin?
Jamie Cashin?
He was supposed to call in that, but he's at Universal Studios in California. So he's having fun
he is.
Right now. Yeah, but tell
Jamie
me about Cashin.
Jamie Cashin is just the spirit in our lives. Actually, he's a loving, awesome, wonderful friend. We've had so much fun with him, and he's been a joy in our lives, a complete blessing.
Cool. How about Richard Morris?
Oh, that's another blessing. Oh, my goodness. Richard Morris, right.
Richard is a retired four-war policeman. He's been one of my early black belts.
One of the best martial artists, I think, around. He's insane. He's such a great teacher. I've learned so much from Mr. Richard Morris. He's unbelievable, and his heart is awesome.
How about Charlotte Emerson and Doug Emerson?
Very cool. They are very cool, very kind people. What do you think, Charlotte Emerson?
Now, I'm a couple of people that were on the air tonight. First one, George Minshew.
Yeah.
How about George Minshew, Anna? Tell me about him.
George Minshew.
I'm not going to divulge the secret.
As straight as he is with me, it goes vice versa, and he can take it and he can give it. You know, he's awesome.
Cool. Yeah. How about his wife, Chris Minshew?
Love her. Love her. She's actually my favorite.
Yeah. Cool.
I love them both dearly.
Aren't they cool? They're cool. How about Jimmy Anderson?
Woo, Jimmy Anderson, honey.
Jimmy is the participant of a giant Sea-Doo race on the American River. And we have yet to determine the outcome of this underground sporting event.
I bet he's listening tonight because I told him I was going to talk to you. I bet he's listening. So you can talk to him
Jimmy
directly.
Is just, oh, if he's listening. Jimmy, we love you and miss you so, so much. Mwah, 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 mwah.
Oh, great white one.
I send him a prayer thing every morning, every day. I love him.
Yeah,
I just love him.
Jacqueline is a sweetheart too, Jackie.
They're wonderful. Right, Pat. They've been just
Linda.
Yeah.
Linda.
Now, have you met Mr. Jim Buten yet?
Yes, Jim Buten. What about Jim? What do you think?
Yeah, Jim is my first continual black belt for about 30 years.
You know, and this just leads to me saying we have been so blessed with so many people in our lives and who I've inherited through martial arts and my husband.
Yes.
It's been a blast. I mean, and I know that there's a lot more to come, more people to enjoy and love and share and care. It's a great life.
Well, Anna, I want to share this with you. It's been a real joy talking to you and having all these incredible icons and legends on the air. And again,
thank
I apologize
so much,
for
Dad.
live radio, but it's a lot of fun. Now, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, and with the Christian Soldier Program. How are they getting in touch with you?
They go to ChristianSoldiersKarate.net.
Okay.
And there's the contacts to all the locations and my contact as well.
Very good. Well, I know that Mr. Burleson is right beside you, but the first thing I want to say, us, and all my love and respect. But I got to tell you the first time I met him. Okay, I got to tell you the story. I mean, I think, Rick Arnold's Blue Bonnet.
Don't quit what you're doing. Keep on, drive through, get there, stay there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But anyway, Anna, I'm doing a performance. I'm performing, you know, with the store and everything. And Mr. Burleson comes up, and he comes up to me, and he introduces himself. And I said, I'm Gary Lee. He says, oh, you're that young guy that's working for George. I said, yes, sir. And the first thing I noticed was he had this big, huge ring on his finger. And I looked at it. It was like June Reed. First national championship ring, I believe. And anyway, I looked at it and I said, may I look at it, Mr. Burleson, please? And he took it off his hand and he put it on my finger. I'll never forget it. And then I took off my belt and he signed my belt, Anna. I'm not kidding. He signed my belt.
No.
And I tell you, one of the pure joys I had was winning his tournament in 1999 where I met you. And you know, winning his tournament was just kind of, you know, winning the Legends was one of the part of the bubble machine I wanted to be a part of, you know, being part of a Texas. And he's laid such the groundwork for a lot of people and created so many different avenues. And I want to say thank you, Anna, for being there beside him and being his backbone and what he's done. Because I know that I mean this from the heart. I mean this from the heart. Without a good woman behind you, you can't do the things you really try to do. So please give him my love. Tell him that all the history generals are praying for him every day, and we're thinking about him. I hope to see him soon. Okay?
Thank you so much. It's been great talking to you, Gary Lee. Wish you all the best and talk soon.
Thanks for talking to you.
Aloha. Hey, AJ, I want to finish with you. Now,
yeah.
Dean, are you there? Are you still on the air? Dean? I bet he's
I've been here the whole time. I thought I told
I'd
be back full time starting last week.
Well, you got to jab slap me, Wolverine. Remember that, okay?
That's all right. I'm going to give out some jab slaps. That's the start.
Okay, listen to me. There you go. Listen to me. You're working on a movie called The Coward, and I want to plug it a little bit. Tell me a little about what it's about, what you're doing, and some of the stars of the martial arts, like Dan Severn and AJ and Ronald George and a lot of people who are part of it. Go ahead. You've got the show. Talk.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing
a
lot of good things.
Where you been?
I've been training, man.
Okay.
Yeah, like I say, putting a lot of training in, doing a lot of work. It's a lot of, you know, doing a movie of this size, it takes a lot of work. But, you know, I was on the phone today talking to Dan Severn, and we got Ernest the Cat Miller in there. But, you know, this weekend we have a meet and greet. In Alexander City, Alabama. So I'll be going down, and a few of the other cast members will be going down. We'll be selling and signing T-shirts and autographs. You know, it's really, it looks like it's going to be a big event. Also, a military group invited me to do a ruck, so I'll be representing the Marines again and doing a ruck with AC Ruckers and doing that while we're there. You know, so like I say, we're just plugging along. We've been working hard on the stunt fights and the fight scenes, you know, because, you know, training the military, I wanted these fight scenes to be more brutal than just flashy, but still get people's attention. And I think we've got that accomplished. And like I say, we've just been doing a lot of hard work behind there, getting all that stuff done. But I didn't want to miss this radio show tonight at all, because Mr. Burleson and Mr. Minshew was going to be on. Just wanted to make sure that I was, you know, on the show for them tonight. And you know, glad to hear them as always, and look forward to seeing them again soon. And you too. So like I say, we're just keeping on, keeping on. Got a lot of good,
well,
stuff, a lot of good positive stuff. Got some big surprises coming up.
Wolverine. What's the premise of The Coward? Okay, because,
well, you know,
it's not just another bully movie, is it? Right?
No, and you know, we've got a lot of people that talk about this movie and talk about, you know, it not being just another bullying movie. And it's got a great storyline. I actually talked with Mr. John Kelly. He's actually the executive producer for Deadpool and some of those big movies, Terminator, Divergent, and they're super stoked about this movie. There's a lot of people got a lot of high hopes. Like I say, we got some guys from Steel Team 6 that's going to be coming in. You know, we just got to do a glassness. We got a lot of stuff, but like, it's not your average bullying movie. It's really gonna do a lot for it. And like I say, we're not just a movie; we're a movement, and that's why we're doing the Stop the Bullying campaign. And anybody can go on and buy T-shirts for the Stop the Bullying campaign. Learn what the sign is for that. And you know, we're spreading this everywhere. And that's why I'm on here. I'll just say, we're also running a program so that any martial arts school, or civic group, church, any kind of organization, they can contact us.
You're breaking out.
Yeah,
Gene, you're breaking out.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me better?
It's live radio, I know, but you're breaking out.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, so what we're doing is, they can get a brochure, sell T-shirts, then they get a group picture with all their people wearing the T-shirt. We will put their school or their civic group, their church, whatever it is, their picture in the credits of the movie with their contact information, their phone number, their address, all that good stuff. The school or civic group or group that sells the most T-shirts will actually get tickets to the movie premiere for free for them, and then discounted tickets for the rest of their group for the actual movie premiere. And that's something that's never been done, and all their schools, like I say, will be put up in the credits of the movie, because our main goal is to shed a light on bullying and stop the bullying. I was on a phone call today for several hours with a meeting with people from Germany that want to get behind this. We've also signed a music deal for the movie with the music group Helmet, and several of their performers are on there, and I talked with several of their guys today, the music people, for original music that'll be on, and some of the songs are on the radio right now, and they're going to be, you know, putting that music in the thing, but they are promoting The Coward internationally right now in Germany and France.
Hey, Wolverine.
Yes.
I got news for you, Wolverine. You're on the radio right now yourself.
Exactly.
You understand? Exactly. You are. And, you know, the thing about it is, when you speak to one or you speak to thousands, they listen when they have, you know, a program that they believe in. And we've been on the air for 6 years. And, you know,
yes,
now that you're a permanent co-host, you and, you know, you and AJ Perry will be talking, and me, and we'll be kind of banging our heads against the martial art world. So I gotta give Dean a lot of credit.
He's been really busting his hump, and he's got a lot on his plate, and he's got a good team working together.
Well, he's become a producer. I know he realizes that, but I'm gonna make it, you know, publicly known that Dean is a producer. I know he's got executive producers behind the movie, but to do what you're doing, you know, and putting everything together, you understand more than ever what a producer has to go through. So, welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah,
to the
yeah. But, you know, the good thing about it is that, you know, we aim to touch a lot of lives with it. And, you know, listening at the people talk about their Christian groups and teaching the martial arts and doing the Christian groups. You know, we put in 1990,
we changed our patch up and added USA Christian Association for our Taekwondo school. And we had people telling us that that wasn't a good idea. We even added a cross to the patch. But Wong Kuk Lee said that we could do it. He's the founder of Chun Taekwon Taekwondo. So we did that. And, you know, we've still got that same patch. And God's really blessed us. And he continues to bless us. And this movie just keeps getting bigger and bigger. I mean, we've really got some exciting people coming on and coming on board doing some things. So we are stoked and looking forward to the future.
Well,
and
you know what? You know what, Wolverine? Listen,
yes,
AJ,
sir.
Wolverine, listen to me. You guys know me. I'm premeditated everything I do. There was a reason why Anna Burleson and Mr. Burleson and Ms. Mishu and Phyllis and you guys were on the air, because I know you guys love the Lord. I know you guys understand what it is to have faith. And, you know, very seldom you see, well, I guess I'm very lucky to be able to be in the position to put good people together. And that's what we did tonight. So on behalf of everybody tonight, Mr. Phil Sevens, Mr. George Minshew, Ms. Anna Burleson, Mr. J. Pat Burleson, Mr. A.J. Perry, Mr. Dean Piles, Ms. Dr. Reginald Lee, thank you so much for being part of the Parts Unknown AMAA Radio with Professor Gary Lee. And as we always say every week, mahalo and aloha.
Mahalo and aloha. God bless America.
Mahalo. Aloha.
Bye, Wolverine.
See you, sir.
See
adios.
Us.
Us.